Well, something different with Parliament this week. First time that our federal MP, Lisa Chesters, has zoomed in from downtown Bendigo to downtown Canberra. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning, Robbo.
Hey, yeah, I guess the good thing doing that, like you can sit back on your couch and, you know, you could even have a glass of wine if you wanted to, although I'd suggest it looks like at least one might have in the chamber, but that's another story altogether.
Well, yes, that you know, there's actually less likelihood of that happening when you're in Bendigo, because we actually can only participate from our electorate offices. So it's not kind of the sort of being able to do it from your lounge room, although my lounge room would be a lot more comfortable. But it has been, it's been a great week in the sense that, you know, I can still do my job of representing the electorate, speaking up for the electorate, but doing it from the safe, you know, the safe space of Bendigo.
Yeah.
Is that something that you think would become more common in the future, COVID or not?
Well, COVID's taught all of us that we need to think about work differently. And I can see a real benefit in having remote parliament for MPs that may need it, particularly, say, for family reasons. A colleague of mine, Madeline King, hasn't come over from Perth. Her mum is elderly, had an accident, so she wanted to be close by. And so, therefore, being able to participate remotely meant that she could be there for her mum, but also be able to participate in parliament. What hurt this time round was you needed to go to Canberra for 5 weeks and then come home and quarantine for 2 weeks. And for people with families, it was too challenging. So the alternative of being able to do remote parliament means I'm still participating, but have the ability to be home in Bendigo and be here with my kids and partner.
Yeah. So how much, though, has it changed the dynamics? Because there was certainly a lot less heckling. You know, how much does it change the dynamics, particularly of question time?
Well, I reckon the Speaker would like it because he can mute us. So, you know, he's got the power to keep all of us quiet. So I reckon that there's been a lot of Australians would say that it's been a much, you know, less noisy, rowdy parliament because of that reason. You know, all of us participating can't go off mute unless we've got the call. So it has sort of changed the dynamics a bit. I mean, being there in person, you know, there are real benefits because you are able to sort of, you know, speak to a minister face-to-face. You are able to sort of, you know, network, meet other organisations, ensure that you're sort of pitching Bendigo. But during COVID, you just don't have that opportunity all the time. So remote is a good alternative.
Yeah, so mute's the modern ejected from Parliament, which you're used to, Lisa.
Well, I've been quite well behaved, Steve Kendall, you know, particularly in this term. You know, maybe it's because I'm further away from the Speaker now, where I sit in the chamber where I used to be right in earshot. You know, it's a different space, and I think that people expect all of us to behave, particularly at the moment when so many are doing it so tough.
Yeah, indeed. All righty. So what's, just before you leave us, what's top of your agenda at the moment, Lisa?
Well, later today I'll be speaking on the childcare bill in Parliament. It's the changes that the government's put forward to make our childcare system fairer. And look, they will help some families, particularly those who have 2 children in long daycare or childcare, but it's not going to help everybody, and it's still a long way off from making the service universal and giving every child access to early learning. That'll be the points I'm making. It's also very expensive still for lots of families here in our region. I'll be sort of also making the argument that, you know, Bendigo's top of the list when it comes to the vaccine rollout. We're doing well getting them in people's arms, but it's about supply. Like, the under 40s are really keen to get vaccinated. Big shout out to Bendigo Health for making the process so easy. But what we need is more jabs so that we can get more people vaccinated and we can end lockdowns and restrictions.
Yeah, less jabs from opposite sides of the house, but more jabs in the arm. That's what we want.
That's right. It's one of those things too. My office is like 400 metres from Bendigo Health vaccine clinic, so I can see the queues every morning. And it breaks my heart by midday because there's no queues, and I know it's because they're out of vaccines. Oh, it's like, no, come on, Scott Morrison, get us the jab. We want to win the race. It shouldn't be a marathon. It should be over by now if we had the vaccines.
Yeah. Lisa, as always, good to chat. Thank you for that, and we'll talk soon.
Good to catch up.
You too. Lisa Chester's our federal MP, doing it from Bendigo in Parliament.